it's done.
Connor McDavid! It's not real!
The goal of the year?
Panarin!
Part of the past. The celebrations? Forgotten. The history?
Vegas Golden Knights!
History. We're back to a blank slate. Clean ice. All that matters now is what happens next. The Stanley Cup Playoffs.
Eastern Conference Final begins Wednesday.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
These point spreads, are they accurate? Will they be accurate when the game actually rolls around? And what does it say about Tennessee's football team? What down, Coop?
Coop here. First down.
NC State neutral site, 5.5-point favorite. Tennessee is a favorite over the Wolfpack. I thought that was a little bit low. What did you make of that number?
I thought it was low, too. These lines are basing things off what they saw happen last year, and they are basing – Vegas is going a lot more by fear of the unknown than I thought they would, if I'm being honest.
And I think they're also going – when you say fear of the unknown, specifically fear of Nico. I mean, he could be a monstrous bust. I haven't heard anything like that, but Vegas doesn't know, and they're going to hedge their bets.
Yes, that's very true. Look, I'm going to say this. I think all of these lines are going to change after the Chattanooga game. And I think you think so, too.
I do, too. I think they'll all change by, like, 3 points. All right. What down, Coop?
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
5-point underdog at Oklahoma. I thought they'd be a 1 or 2-point underdog. 5 surprised me a little bit. I thought that was larger than it would have been. Where would you have thought that line fell, and what does it say about Tennessee? I think it says it's tough to play at Oklahoma, and I know Tennessee has a brief history there, but for those that don't know it, I mean, that's one of the tougher places to play in the nation.
So are they giving them 3 points for playing at Oklahoma? I would assume you give more in college than the NFL. The NFL does 3 points for home, but I feel like if it's a hostile environment in college, you got to give like 5 or 6, right? Because of just,
I feel like there are some threes, there are some sixes.
Yeah. Vanderbilt, it's zero. There's 0 points given for Vanderbilt. But
you actually get a point when you play at Vanderbilt.
Well, if you're Tennessee, that's true because you fill the stadium with your own fans. Oklahoma is definitely got to be like in the 6 or 7 point range, though, in terms of hostile environments. But I will say that I think Vegas is still overreacting to this. Now, I think this is saying on a neutral field, they think Tennessee's better. I think they're factoring in they're giving Oklahoma 5, and it's all 5 are due to it being at Oklahoma and Tennessee having a new quarterback going into play against Oklahoma. So I think those two things combined is why they're giving him 5. I don't think it's a good line. I don't think Tennessee should be that. I still think Tennessee shouldn't be that much of an underdog at Oklahoma.
Okay, what about this? Hit the like and subscribe button because Tennessee's a double-digit favor over one of their biggest rivals in 60 seconds. You know, the best thing about Dynasty Pools and Spas is that they've got it all taken care of. What does that mean? Well, you stop by their showroom and check out their fantastic selection of top-notch spas in that showroom in Athens. Make your pick and get ready, because Dynasty Pools and Spas delivers within 125 miles of that location in Athens, that fantastic showroom. They've got the cover lifts, steps, chemicals, and everything you need. Delivery at no extra charge. They're just down the road in Athens. You pick the spa you want, and it'll be there for you. Oftentimes discounted with military and first responders discounts. also blemish models, or just mention Off the Hook Sports. That's Off the Hook Sports for $500 off. There's a discount for you on spas made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas also has the best chemicals for you and your spa and your pool. No fillers, just the chemicals made right here in East Tennessee. Support local. Dynasty Pools and Spas, $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. $500 off if you mention Off the Hook Sports. Dynasty Pools and Spas, dynastypoolsandspas.com.
Cooper Mays here. Second down.
Hit like and subscribe. Tennessee, an 11 to 12 point favorite, depending on where you look. That was the least surprising number of them all. Caleb, I thought Tennessee would be a two-score favorite over the Florida Gators, partly because I think Tennessee's pretty good, but I think Florida's really, really bad.
Yes, and people need to understand something, because I hear a lot of, you know, when Vegas is wrong and they're like, that's why you play the game. Vegas goes by probabilities, guys. And what we have to give Vegas credit for is they're not overreacting to that Florida game from last year. They're saying Cooper Mays wasn't there. It was at Florida. Joe Milton was quarterback. There were a lot of things that happened, but that doesn't mean Tennessee should not have been an 8-point favorite at Florida last year, which they were. They're an 11-point favorite against Florida at home this year. And I think that's perfectly right, largely because Tennessee's going to be better this year. We're assuming Cooper Mays is healthy at the moment when they welcome Florida to Knoxville. They're going to play at home. And Florida, I think, Dave, might be worse this year than they were last year.
I think that's very possible. I was taking a second to see what was inflammatory about that statement. I thought I'd miss something. I was like, well, Caleb said that like there was something hot there. No, they could very well be worse this season. It wouldn't surprise me at all.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here, fourth down.
What's more surprising? Caleb couldn't be inflammatory enough in the last question. No.
Dave, you just jumped from second down to fourth down. I hope you know that. So.
Oh, did I?
I think
you're wrong. Third down was fourth down. I did fourth down. We did
No. You meant to do third down for the last one, but you hit second down for Cooper Mays.
Okay. Well,
Tennessee center Cooper Mays here. Third down.
That was Florida. 11-point favorite makes sense. All right. Fourth down.
All SEC center Cooper Mays here. Fourth down.
Alabama, Georgia. Alabama is a 2-point underdog to Tennessee. Georgia is a 17.5-point favorite. So wait just a second. You've got you got me mixed up a little bit. Tennessee is a favorite again. I got 2-point underdog.
Tennessee's a 2-point underdog to Alabama. They're 2-point underdog to Alabama and 17.5 underdog.
Clear. And that's on offthehooksports.com. So I was looking at those numbers this morning. What surprises you most, that they're in Alabama, they're an underdog to Alabama at all, or that they're a almost 3-touchdown underdog to Georgia?
It actually surprises me more that they're an underdog to Alabama at all. Only because of, if you're Vegas and you've watched Tennessee play Georgia the last 3 years, how in the world can you not have them be a gigantic underdog against Georgia? I mean, yes, Georgia won the last one 2 years ago by 2 touchdowns, 27-13. Every single person who watched that game knows Georgia could have won that 45-0 if they wanted to. And Kirby Smart, for whatever reason, I guess maybe he respects Josh Heupel. I don't know. He didn't want to run up the score. But they got a lead. It was raining, and they sat on the lead, didn't they, Dave?
I look at Alabama and Georgia this year, and how many unknowns are there? I mean, one of the quarterbacks is unknown, and Nico in that Georgia game, you would say two of the quarterbacks are. Well, now you have Jalen Milroe, but I don't know he keeps that position. I think two of the quarterbacks are somewhat in question because they're new or not proven in that game. And you have a new coach. How is his new offense going to transition? So these are two numbers that could change drastically, right?
They could change wildly. No, I totally agree. And we're going to see how it all goes. And I think I'm so inconsistent with my Kalen DeBoer take to Alabama, because I actually don't think he's a great coach, but I think he's the smartest hire Alabama should have made. That's the hire they should have made given what was available. I also think that he shouldn't be judged on this year because his system is so quarterback centric, and Jalen Milroe is as much a fit for his offense as Joe Milton was for Josh Heupel's offense, quite honestly. And
there's actually more similarities there than a lot of people might think.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Tennessee has always, I thought, been a point spread fave. I think they move numbers because they have a big gambling community. Out of all these numbers, which one do you think is the furthest off? 5.5 point favorite against NC State. 5-point underdog Oklahoma, Florida 11-point favorite, Alabama 2-point underdog, Georgia 17.5-point underdog. Which do you think is the most out of line?
I think 5-point underdog at Oklahoma. I could see them struggling with NC State because that'll be like that Pittsburgh game 2 years ago where Tennessee was the better team, but there were just things that went a certain way. I could see that with NC State. It's 5-point underdog at Oklahoma. Look, I'm saying it. I think we all agree Josh Heupel is going to Eli Drinkwitz, Tennessee. He's going to do that to Oklahoma this year. He is wanting to, for two reasons. There's two big reasons he wants to do that. He wants to embarrass Oklahoma for letting him go. But that's going to be, Tennessee-Oklahoma is going to be the marquee game that weekend, guys, if you look at the schedule. And he's going to want to make a statement as the marquee game. And he's going to want Nico Iamaliava to light it up because he likes stats. So he's going to go all in. And I, you know this, Dave. Brent Venables is probably the type of coach that doesn't circle games. I'm a defensive coach. We're just going to play tough, hard-nosed football and move on. Whereas Josh Heupel's a guy that wants to circle certain games and wants to make a statement to the media. Now here's can I get to the poll question because it's related to this?
Yeah,
set up
the poll question. What do we have in the poll question? Because we want people to vote on our YouTube channel. What do we got?
All right. So of the three games Tennessee is an underdog in with these early lines, and these lines were set by DraftKings, by the way. Which one is the most disrespectful? Them being a 5-point underdog at Oklahoma, a 2-point underdog to Alabama, or a 17.5-point underdog to Georgia? Which one's the most disrespectful to you, Dave?
I think 2-point underdog to Alabama because you beat them for 6 of 8 quarters. You beat them in an actual entire game and they have complete bedlam going on there. So that to me would be the one that stood out that just like, and that's in Neyland Stadium too, right?
Yeah, that's at Neyland Stadium.
That one surprised me. I would have thought that was flipped. I would have thought Tennessee was a 2-point favorite.
I actually agree. Initially, I was thinking Oklahoma, but I'm with you. I think it's Alabama now. And the comments are bringing this up, and we kind of have to address it. Maybe the points are going to Oklahoma because, look, Josh Heupel's not good on the road. I mean, we can just go ahead and say that right now out loud. He's been bad on the road.
Has that gotten overlooked? I mean, we're close to the program. We're able to tell you when a talent evaluation goes south or something else doesn't go the right way, but that quickly the national media will just point to on the road. Is there something really to that, you believe, or do you think that's just a coincidence?
There's something to it. it stood out to me when Tennessee 2 years ago went to Georgia and they acknowledged all of their false start penalties that they had trouble communicating. Georgia's not a loud stadium. It's not that loud of a stadium.
It's gotten louder. The narrative by Eric Ainge was incorrect at the time when he said it wasn't loud. It wasn't loud when he and I were going there, me to cover him, but it's gotten much louder. I mean,
but there's still that opening on one side of the goal, so the sound's just going to travel out.
So no, I'm not arguing with you. It's not top 10, but it's top 30, top 40.
There. Yeah, but if Tennessee can't handle top 30, top 40.
Well, then you've got a problem.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. So, and they acknowledge. They said they had all these pre-snap penalties because of the noise. There's only one game team they've beaten, I consider, in a hostile environment. And that's Kentucky, and they've done it twice. But it's Kentucky. They always beat Kentucky. I mean, the other road games they've won, Dave, are you ready? Vanderbilt, okay. That's not a road game. And Pittsburgh. Those are their road game wins. And there were more Tennessee fans at that Pittsburgh game than Pittsburgh fans, if you guys remember. So, Heupel has no track record of being successful in hostile environments, and it's starting to become a major red flag. And honestly, losing to Alabama was one thing. Getting blown out by Missouri was one thing. And the other part is losing to Florida. Given how bad Florida turned out to be, I don't care that Cooper Mays was hurt. I don't care that you had Joe Milton at quarterback. You shouldn't have lost that game because they were that bad of a football team.
That's fair. Tim Banks being discussed again at
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say. Your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.